The bike bus began with a new school year, and Amy Hartley Madison, the principal of Fairhaven's Leroy Wood School, was there to greet the students and get the bus, or bikes, rolling.
Are you ready to have some fun?
Yay!
Are you ready to have some fun?
Yay! Yay!
We're going to stay on the right, we're not going to pass, and we're going to arrive safely at school.
More than 50 kids and their parents turned up in the Center for Haven to ride their bikes to school on the bike path. Last year, one of Fairhaven's neighborhood schools was closed, and a lot of its students were sent to Leroy Wood School. The Wood School is larger and newer, and just a little over a mile from the center of town. The issue of commuting from the old school to the new got Matt Coase of the Fairhaven Bikeway Committee thinking. He'd heard about a program called Safe Routes to School.
It's an amazing program. It's a national program that's administered by the state, and they've just got it all set up, so it's very easy.
Safe Routes to School is a federal program promoting healthy alternatives to fuel-based transportation. Erin Reed is the Massachusetts coordinator. She says the goal is to show kids there are safe and fun ways to get around the community without using a car.
Safe Routes to School educates students, parents, and community members on the value of safely walking and bicycling to and from school and seeks to incorporate these initiatives as active and healthy transportation options for our youth as they get older and make their own daily transportation choices.
For participating schools, getting a program up and running involves a few steps. First, the town is evaluated on how kids can get to school by walking and riding bikes. Based on the findings, the program works with the community to build any necessary infrastructure. And then the education piece, there are classes and workshops about safety and healthy choices. Safe Routes to School has partnered with more than 600 Massachusetts elementary and middle schools. With Matt Coase's help, Wood School got involved. It just so happens Fairhaven's bike path, the Phoenix Trail, leads directly from the closed elementary school to a point 300 yards from the new Wood School. Those last 300 yards run along a busy street. So to be safe, the kids have to dismount and walk the rest of the way.
We're lucky that the bike path makes it completely possible. If we had to do this on the street, it would be a much tougher sell for the parents.
And parents are the backbone of this program. If they didn't feel the bike bus was a safe option, there would be no commute. Here in Fairhaven, neighborhood families come out excited and eager to participate, pretty much guaranteeing the program's success. Julianne Kelly is an active member of the Bikeway Committee, and her granddaughters are enthusiastic riders.
I think it's great. We need our kids to be more physically active, and this is such a wonderful community-based, safe way to do that.
The bike bus is wrapped up for the winter now. The last few Fridays, only a handful of kids showed up ready to brave the cold. And pretty soon it will be too snowy and icy to safely bike to school. But this isn't the end of the project. When the bike bus starts up again in the spring, there are plans to invite local cyclists to speak and ride with the kids, to add a few commuting days, and to have those last 300 yards of the commute assessed for a safer solution. Safe Routes to School is now writing a case study about Fairhaven because of its resounding success in the community. In the next few years, more schools will be looking to emulate Fairhaven's simple plan. Organizers say a bike path and active families are all they need for success. For WCAI in Fairhaven, I'm Sophie LeBlanc-Medeiros.